Hello, Poddlers. Coming up, once again, I let myself down. Enjoy the show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Well, it is time to slip us inside the eye of your mind, give you a chance to win a pair of those posh hotel slippers, but with the show logo on it. Perfect for this wintry time of year. So, Matt, what's about to happen?
Well, we've taken a clip from yesterday's show, Dave, but we have bleeped out a key word or phrase. Mm-hmm. If you can correctly identify the missing word, you will win the slippers. It's as simple as that, my merry little moccasin.
Okay, so yesterday I handed in my cool badge as it transpired that the combo that I'd put together bore a resemblance to an old beloved TV character. Have a listen to this. Because I chose, and apparently it was a mistake, to wear my new favourite mustard coloured jumper today, and apparently I do look like
You really
not, not even the cool new I look like the kind of
the
old
60s.
Greasy side party I look like That's what I look like. So, who did I resemble in my nice new mustard-coloured jumper? Was it A, Captain Kirk, a.k.a. Shatters? Or B, Spock, a.k.a. the Nemo Boy?
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio. Slip inside the eye
of your mind. Yes, it is time for your opportunity to win some fluffy slippers for these winter months. They've got the show logo on them. You'll be the talk of the town. And hoping to be just that is Duncan. Good morning, Duncan.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, team.
Duncan, hello. Welcome to the show. Duncan is in Stockport, loves a bit of absolute 80s, has two children and two grandchildren, Duncan. That must be lovely.
It is. It's great now coming up to Christmas.
Oh, no, the magic is alive. Yes, and the bank account is empty, I can imagine, Dunks.
It's getting there.
You can re-gift these slippers if you want. You feel free to wrap these up and say they were from Santa. I won't say a word. So yesterday, I busted out my new mustard-coloured jumper. But people were less than kind, and they compared me to an old TV character. But was it Captain Kirk, a.k.a. Shatters, or was it Spock, a.k.a. the Nemo Boy? Which one was it, Duncan?
It was Captain Kirk.
Let's see if you're right. And apparently I do look like Captain Kirk.
You really do.
Not even the cool new Captain Kirk. I look like the kind of old 60s. Greasy side party Captain Kirk. I look like Shatters. So I posted a picture of this on my Instagram, Dave_Berry_Insta. The comments have not been kind. So, Duncan, well done. You have got the merchandise. You can wear them because you deserve that. You're a hard-working individual, or you can re-gift them. I don't mind. But as we have you on air, would you mind if I did slippers inside the eye of your mind and have a little walk around? Is that okay?
Ooh. Yeah, it's fine.
Okay, let's have a little look around in here. Here we go. Let's have a look what's around this corner of Duncan's mind. Is there anything, any doors to open or any revealing truths from the past? No, it's completely empty in there, Duncan.
That's so awkward.
Anything? No. No. Thanks, Duncan. Really appreciate you tuning in to Absolute 80s. We'll speak to you soon.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to The Breakfast Show, where in 25 minutes' time, we have another game of five words, five grand. But first, well, Matt, the big question is, what's going on out there?
Well, Cilla Black has been trending quite a lot over the last few days.
I love Cilla so much.
She seems to be everywhere at the moment.
I suppose it is Cilla Black Friday tomorrow.
Of course it is, yes. We mark it every year, don't we? Cilla Black Friday, of course, yeah. The late great singer and TV presenter is all over Twitter. Brendan, you know Brendan, head of Photoshop, who works in our social media department. He said, of all the things I thought might happen to Twitter when Musk took over, being bombarded with Cilla Black content was not one of them. This is like the 10th Cilla video I've been served in 24 hours, and she is everywhere. There are a Laura clips of Cilla doing them, mostly like 80s nostalgia. It's quite nice to watch, and like her miming along to songs and playing with kids in shell suits and stuff. It's all very nice and nostalgic, but there's one amazing clip of towards the end of Blind Date, which she hosted for many years, where they did a live version of Blind Date, and she announced that she was quitting the show live on air, and then afterwards, in this clip, the producer comes back on set afterwards when they finished recording this and told them that they didn't know she was going to announce that at
all.
And they had no idea it was going to happen. And then she has a little quip from backstage, as you'll hear.
Hello and welcome to this very special live show. And you know what, ladies and gentlemen, it is a very special live show because this is going to be my very, very last series of Blind Date.
I wasn't expecting Madam to say what she said at the beginning or the end of the show, so...
Surprise, surprise.
Amazing, I love
Could
it.
You all call me Madam from now on? By the way, producers, if that's okay with you.
I'm dressed as Shatner today, yes. That's quite nice, actually. And that's worth talking about the talent, isn't it? So, yeah, there are lots of weird and wonderful clips. And one of the best ones was shared by a guy called Andy, who says, so she's singing a song. She did lots of singing numbers at the end of TV shows, right?
And well, she was a huge star of music as well, you know.
She was
back
amazing.
In the 60s.
Did you work with her at one point? Did you meet her at
Not back in the 60s, Matt. How dare you? Don't let me get the electrodes out. No, I did. I was lucky enough to work with Cilla, in about 2015. And it was just an absolute honour just to be sat alongside her on kind of ITV, really. Yeah, you know, that's her home, wasn't it?
Yeah. She
had the queen.
She was an amazing singer. Had so many good hits. But then the songs at the end of her show, sometimes they sounded a bit... There was a sort of wobble to her voice. And this clip that's been
shared. Signature trademark wobble.
Yeah, but sometimes when it's a high-pitched wobble... Someone was saying that there's a bit that sounds like a car alarm going off in this one particular... Well, no, wait.
Let's hear it and we'll judge.
Because I thought it can't be that bad. But here is the number and it comes... So it comes to the end of the... Towards the end of this song. Right at the end of the show, you'll hear it. It's coming in about 5 seconds. The car alarm is going off. Here we go.
I can't believe this used to happen on a dating show. It's like if that was the presenter of Love Island now. They said at the end there's a present. They're in their 60s and they're going to sing at the end.
I don't think that was on Blind Date.
What's going on?
No, she had a lot of different shows. Yeah.
She had a lot of different
shows. But there we go. Our celebration.
Maya Jammer, what are you doing? No, don't. Just don't.
Don't do it.
You got
don't
your own thing. That's Cilla's thing. You don't need to do that.
It's amazing. I'll share those videos. You'll be talking about Cilla Black Friday later, and I've saved your day.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio. 5 words. 5 grand.
Absolute Radio.
And so here we go again with radio's easiest game to play, the hardest one to win. It is 5 words. It is 5 grand. And playing today, it is Tom. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, team.
Morning. Tom,
welcome to the show. Maintenance at a school in Solihull?
Yeah.
Tom has matched 3 out of 5 with Matt Dyson in the past. That is his best. He loves Megan Maroney, of course, who we love on Absolute Radio Country. So, Tom, 3 out of 5, it's not amazing, but it's your PB. So would you most like to be paired with Matt Dyson on the random player generator?
Yes, I would actually,
Okay, well, let's give it a spin, see who you've got.
Player generator.
Matt Dyson.
Emma Jones.
Glenn Moore.
Free choice.
Matt Dyson.
Glenn Moore.
It's going to be Emma. Emma Jones.
Glenn
Moore.
Yeah, that's what he's saying all along. Good luck.
Back in play.
Glenn Moore is making his way out of the studio. Leaving just you and I, Tom.
And me and Matt.
Oh, yeah.
Old Swiss, Ellie and the Hype Beast.
Yeah.
And 2.3 million people in their kitchens and cars. But apart from that, Tom, it's just you. It's just you and I. Tom, I'm going to give you 5 words. You say the first word that comes to mind. I'll then present Glenn Moore with the same 5 words. If he says the same thing as you, then you can have yourself... £5,000.
Ooh, nice.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Sister.
Brother.
Yeah.
Good.
Jigsaw.
Peace.
Jigsaw.
Peace. Peace or puzzle.
Mm. Sounds like the kind of thing John Lennon would say.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's true.
Clever.
Smart.
Fresh.
Prince.
Fresh Prince, nice.
Nice.
Oh, lovely, yeah, lovely, lovely stuff.
I think you might match with Glenn on that.
And finally, Tom, the word is wild. W-I-L-D, wild.
Thing.
Wild yeah. Thing. Great.
Oh, my
stuff.
Goodness me. Fresh Prince and Wild Thing. Two of the greatest answers in five words, five grand history. Tom, stay right there. The Method Man cometh.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio. Five words, five grand.
Absolute Radio.
So, Glenn Moore is back in the studio and ready to play Five Words, Five Grand for the first time in a wee while, may I add. But the Method Man, he's always good to be paired with on the Random Player Generator. And Tom, you've done fine work. So
thank you.
Let's bring these two worlds together, shall we, and try and get you that £5,000. Yeah. As I turn my attentions to Glenn and I say, sister.
Brother.
Correct.
Okay.
That's how we greet each other when we arrive in the mornings.
Brother Dave.
Sister Glenn, have a good show. May the sport be fruitful for you this morn.
Pontiff Matt.
Oh, thank you.
Cousin M. Jigsaw.
Puzzle.
Peace.
What?
Is what yeah. We had, oh, unfortunately. Matt said it straight away. Sorry, Tom.
That's okay, no worries.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, peace is a good, it's a fine answer, but puzzle is probably what 99% yeah. of people would choose. Let's go through the remainder, shall we? Because there's some really nice answers here. Clever.
Clogs.
Ooh, oh, that's nice. Good. Smart, we have
yeah.
here. Fresh.
Fruit.
Prince.
Oh, man, great answer.
Wild.
West.
Thing.
Oh, at least do two Will Smith ones in a row.
Which means we're back to familiar territory for this season of Five Words, Five Grand, because it is one out of five. Tom, it's been lovely having you on the show, man. We'll speak
thank
to you
mate.
Soon, OK?
Yeah. Cheers. Thank
take
you,
care. Thank thanks for tuning in on Absolute Radio Country. This means we'll play again tomorrow. Yes, we will. If you'd like to have a go, well, you can call right now. And the number is 0330 123 1215. That is 0330 123 1215. If you'd like to get some practice in and you have an Amazon smart speaker, well, get this. You can ask it to open Five Words game. I'm waiting within and we can play for fun.
Five Words.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Once again, we continue our mission here on The Breakfast Show to compile the tattoo map of the UK. Now, in the past, we've reached out to you out there, up and down and around the UK, to ask, do you have or do you know someone who has a tattoo of... We did vehicles, didn't we? We did food and beverage. We've done celebrities. We've done household objects. We've done movies.
Yeah.
And now we're doing TV shows. And the reason is, well, Matt and I were sent a message X by a listener to the show whose name is Rishi Patel. Good morning, Rishi. And he said, I think you need to do a tattoo map of TV shows because of this. And it's from No Context Brits. Not sure if this is the best or worst tattoo I've ever seen. And below, the picture of someone's calf with Mark Corrigan from Peep no. Show.
But it's like a photo. Yeah. It's like they taped a photo of someone.
The artwork is so accurate.
I wonder if David Mitchell has seen this. I mean, it's insane, isn't it? So we thought, you know, inspired by Rishi's idea, we would do TV show tattoos. And, of course, you guys have been getting in touch all morning long at 8, 12, 15. Rufy Lou has a She-Ra Princess of Power tattoo on the inner arm.
Nice.
Which is nice. Hi, Dave and the team. My best friend and I, Southend and Chelmsford, that's in brackets, have SpongeBob and Patrick tattoos. This perfectly sums us up. She is obsessed with SpongeBob and I'm the chunky, happy best friend.
Oh.
Says Jolie in Essex.
Morning all. I've got a men behaving badly tattoo.
Oh no. What?
I mean, what? Of who? Yeah. Is it which Neil one? Morrissey? I mean, who one? Would you go for?
Sure.
Leslie Ash.
We got Leslie Ash. Hasn't seen the show, then you just have a Martin Clunes tattoo. Yeah.
Big Doc Martin.
Yeah.
I like my crime dramas gritty. I think it's a crime drama, isn't it? I don't know. I have Monkey, Pigsy, Sandy, and Trippy Tucker on my thigh.
Beautiful.
From the amazing 1970s TV show Monkey. That's from Dan in Scarborough. Matt Dyson, tell us about Monkey.
Oh, it's amazing. It was one of the best theme tunes ever made. You won't remember it, Dave.
Of course I don't remember.
You wouldn't have been around.
No.
It was amazing. It was like amazing stories of Monkey, Pigsy and Sandy going on. Like a religious pilgrimage, I believe it was. It was amazing.
They beat people up, didn't they, along the way?
Yes, a monkey came from an egg on a mountaintop.
All right, mate, I think you've had enough.
Flew around on a cloud, I seem to recall.
Yeah.
More of my favourite tattoos so far.
You do seem, when you talk about Monkey, a little tipsy. And I'd like to draw everyone's attention to the fact that... Have you seen what Matt's drinking his water out of this morning? No, show everyone what he's doing.
It's this.
Wine glass.
Yeah. All the pint glasses get stolen from our floor kitchen, and so I
have... Your paint bower in a very bad light.
This was the biggest volume available to me, so I went with the wine glass.
That's good. It really lets the water breathe.
Why not?
And you've got a cravat. You should be wearing a cravat and a cravat. So I have a Doctor Who Time Lord pocket watch tattooed on my thigh. That's from Anonymous. Cool. Morning, Dave and the team. Seeing as it's Doctor Who's 60th anniversary this weekend, I have a full sleeve of the Doctor's greatest enemies, including a Mark III travel machine Dalek from Genesis of the Daleks. Exterminate, says Anonymous. Emma, let me bring you in here. Stefan is...
That all sounded like a foreign language.
Stefan, your husband, dear friend of the show, and a friend of ours in real life, is the new host of Doctor Who Unleashed.
He is. Yes.
Which is very exciting.
Yeah, it's the Doctor Who spin-off show, so it's going to be on after Doctor Who on Saturdays. But I confess, I don't know anything about
it. Well, we're very proud of him. Do you think we could see him get, I don't know, like a Time Lord's pocket watch tattooed on his thigh?
He has no tattoos so far and is the least tattoo kind of person.
Okay.
So it would be lovely if he suddenly just got a sleeve of TARDISes.
Unfortunately, Stefan, we're not bringing you back for the second series.
Yeah.
You're joking! No, I can't do it.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
The tattoo map of the UK is being compiled when it comes to tattoos of TV shows. Keep them coming to 8, 12, 15. Joining us right now in Bradford is Lisa. Good morning, Lisa.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Morning.
Hello. Welcome to the show. We're keeping it on the Doctor Who theme. You're the only person brave enough to include your name in your message to the studio when it comes to Doctor Who tats. So tell everybody what you've got.
I've got a very large TARDIS tattoo on my left calf.
Wow. And how long have you had that there?
It's not been that long because my husband hates tattoos. He actually paid for it for my birthday last year.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah. And was that what you always wanted to get? It was always going to be the TARDIS from Doctor Who?
Yes.
And does it look really small and then when you get closer to it, it's bigger? There you go. Thank you. Stefan can have that one for Saturday if he wants. So, Lisa, Stefan, who is Emma's husband, is the new host of Doctor Who Unleashed, which is incredible. You can see it on the BBC this weekend. We're so proud of him. What he doesn't know is we've started this new story arc on The Breakfast Show to get him a Doctor Who-based tattoo. So, what do you suggest Stefan gets?
I mean, if you want to go really, really niche, you could get the Toy Maker from the
1960s.
Oh.
Okay.
That's actually one of the almost complete missing stories.
Oh, is it?
Oh, now, I mean...
There's only one episode available of that series, so of that story.
So, as the host of Unleashed, what Stefan needs is not something obvious like a sonic screwdriver on his bottom.
Yeah.
What he needs is something where it's like, no one's ever seen this episode before.
No, you ducked up the accent last time, Dave.
I'm determined to nail it, and I'm going to nail it live on air!
I've just looked up the Toy Maker, and it just looks like an old man. So it looks like he just has an old man tattooed on him.
You know, that'd be really funny, because only people who knew who would know who it was.
Yes.
Only many people knew who. No one is, and who would have won the wine? Who would have been a minute?
If you know, you know.
A sundial. Lisa, thanks for coming on air. The toy maker's a really good idea. We cannot wait to put this to Stefan. He's going to get that tattooed
on his... really doing this? Stefan gets a tattoo?
Yeah, yeah. He's on board.
Ahead of the first episode of Doctor Who Unleashed. It's been a real charm talking with you, Lisa. Take care.
Cheers, love. Thank
you. Appreciate it. Bye now.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Currys have their Black Friday event and you can save loads on a huge range of products like the Google Pixel 8 and the Samsung 65-inch OLED TV. Of course, OLED stands for Orville led elegantly downstairs.
Yes, I think something like that. Yeah, yeah.
And to celebrate, we're giving you a chance to win a huge amount of cash to spend at Currys as we play Beat the Buzzer. Matt, how does it work?
Well, Dave, we bring a caller to air. They will hear cash amounts that keep going up from a sort of Scottish voice of God type character. That's our friend Gordy. So they need to hold their nerve, basically. If they successfully shout stop before the buzzer, they win that amount of money to spend at Currys. If they get beaten by the buzzer, they lose it all, Dave.
OK, and playing this morning is Helen. Good morning, Helen.
Good morning.
Welcome along to the show. Helen is a fan of Absolute Radio Country. She's desperate to buy herself a big old TV from Currys. So, mm-hmm. Helen, are you ready to play?
I think so. As ready as I'll ever be.
Hold your nerve. Good luck. Here you go.
£25. £200. £550.
Stop.
Oh. You're stopping there. £550 is all yours, Helen. Well done.
Oh, my gosh, that's amazing.
All thanks to Currys and their Black Friday event where you can save loads on a huge range of products. So that's going to buy you a nice TV in time for Christmas, Helen.
Oh, that'll do the job.
Lovely.
Thank you so much.
Hey, thank you, and thank you for tuning into the show. Before we let you go, I'm afraid I got to be that guy. We got to find out whether you were about to be beaten by the buzzer or how high it was going to go, how much money, in other words, you could have won. Let's find out.
£1,000.
Oh. I would just simply hang up.
£1,100.
I don't want to know.
If you do hang up, I won't hold it against you, Helen.
£1,150. £1,200. £1,400. £1,600.
Oh my gosh.
Sorry, Helen. The hype beast makes me do this.
£1,950.
Oh my gosh.
It's not going any higher than that.
No.
Okay, so £1,950 up for grabs this morning. You haven't got that, but you have got £550. Well done, Helen.
That'll do the job.
We'll speak to you real soon. Thanks for tuning in on Country. And there's another chance, in fact, another two chances for you to win tomorrow.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where for the last few weeks, it's all been about this.
Dave Berry versus Matt Dyson. The sauce awakens.
Yes, Matt Dyson and I are embroiled in a sauce-off. My sauce is a barbecue sauce named the Fountain of Youth. And Matt Dyson's is a hot sauce called Clough, named after the former Nottingham Forest manager. Now, we've had various taste tests. The team all tasted it, preferred mine. Anna Geary did a blind taste test on her own, preferred mine.
Yeah.
We then took it down to Wick's flagship store in North London. Mm-hmm. They all preferred yours.
Yes, they did. 75% of them.
So now we turn to two of my favourite mouths in all of show business. One hell of a set of taste buds. We're talking Bush and Richie.
Oh, yeah.
So the producers here spoke to producer Adem, got some of the toasted pitta, got a couple of ramekins of our sauces and sent it into the Home Time show last night. Now, all I know about this, I was unable to listen. All I know about this is Bush posted a picture of your sauce of cloth
as
Dave Daniel Perry calls it, saying, look at the state of Matt's sauce.
The appearance of the sauce wasn't great, but the new version will be a bit thicker, I think.
Yes, you've spoken to Sauce Shed and had yours thickened, haven't you?
A lot of awful comparisons as to what it looks like on social media last night. Okay, we won't dwell on them.
No, things needed to change. And so without further ado, here are Bush and Richie taste testing Clough live on the Brilliant Home Time Show.
I'm going for a good old dip of the pitta here.
One of them absolutely hums. I don't know which one it is. Oh, wow. Oh, my gosh, hot.
That's really hot.
Oh, my God.
You've just gobbled that out?
Yeah, that is absolutely...
I like hot
stuff, but... God, makes you pull a face. Look at that. Yeah. Ugh. That can't reach the market. Can't reach the general market. Okay, there's big problems with that. Oh my God.
Okay. Oh, that's really stingy.
Way,
no way. Matt, that's an abomination.
You need to have a long, hard look in the mirror, Dyson. We had you down as a better kind of sources guy, do you know what I mean?
It's awful.
Oh, well, thank you, Bush and Richie. You've given me all of the ammunition I could ever need to take down my competitor there.
I can't believe
it. An abomination. Can I gob it out?
They
just two of the quotes.
All the heat. I'm surprised by them.
Well, let's find out, shall we? And I've not heard this yet. Let's find out how Fountain of Youth played with the boys.
This is like a tikka masala kind of coloured.
Yeah, it is.
Fruity smell to it.
It's quite barbecue saucy.
It is barbecue saucy. Yeah.
Mm. I'd dip me chips in that.
Would you
indeed?
Thank
you, Richie.
All right, that's easy. This one's best.
Yeah. I'm going to say, I totally agree with you.
Yeah. Dave, it's a triumph. It's fantastic.
I can imagine Dave dipping an incredibly expensive French fry into that at the Ivy.
Yes.
So, yeah, that's good.
Ouch. I'll take it. Thank you to Bush and Richie for their time.
I'm not happy. I didn't enjoy hearing them chewing. The whole thing was an absolute
What, are you going to call them the media elite?
They are. They don't count.
They did their show from a salt mine. How can they be the media elites? Stop peddling that. It's not working. People just prefer
the real
Fountain of Youth to Clough.
No, they love Clough. The heat of Clough.
Thank you to Bush and Richie for their time. Of course, the boys are going to be back this afternoon from 4 p.m. Yes.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show. We're right here, right now. It is time for the social ammunition.
Extra, extra, extra.
What's the bonus tidbit today, Matty D?
The most Irish man in history is...
You didn't meet my granddad.
I mean, this guy, it's been shared by Irish Daily on Instagram. The Hypebeast Womble spotted it yesterday. And it's a man called Sham who's sat in a pub and they come and speak to him about the town where he lives.
Okay.
And even Irish Daily say it's the strongest Irish accent you'll ever hear. You can barely understand what he's talking about. See if you can work out what he's saying, this Irish guy.
Sham, how are you?
Good, my dear.
We're here in Killarney today.
Nice to meet you.
Are you from Killarney?
I'm from Mucha. I'm
born and bred.
Born and bred in Killarney.
And come here, Sham, we're trying to figure out what makes Killarney so special. What do you think makes it a great town?
All right, again. Definitely more in Killarney. All the tourists will be more of that. Not hard at the door.
Yeah, lots of tourists around.
The tourists from Killarney.
It's great, isn't it?
Great, give me a job, boy.
And what's your favourite thing about Killarney?
Timmy Connor, my best thing, Chatterton. Timmy Connor from Chatterton.
Connor.
My best, Timmy Connor.
Yeah?
Chatterton. Good player.
I've had worse co-hosts throughout my career.
I think they must have crossed their mind whether they should terminate the interview midway through.
The presenter does ever so well there.
Like, okay, yeah, right. I mean, I want him to be the new island boss when the manager position is coming up now.
Give it to Sham.
Give it to Sham.
Come on.
I'll share the video in full so you can enjoy it for yourself.
Oh, I love it.
You'll be talking about it later on a save show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show podcast.
Absolute Radio.
And that's it from us here on The Breakfast Show. Thank you ever so much for tuning in and being part of this morning's broadcast. Of course, as always, a little reminder, the whole thing lives on in pod form. You can get involved wherever you do your podcast dealings. And I rang the podcast naming bell quite a few times this morning, Matt. So you got to pick the bones out of this.
Yes.
I did not expect Madame to come dressed as Shatner today.
That was during the social ammo. It was a Cilla Black special, and it related to what you were wearing yesterday, I believe.
Still a Black Friday.
Of course.
New thing I'm starting.
Everyone's talking about on socials.
That had the Vauxhall Corsa about it.
What, that was her singing that sounded like a car alarm, was
I
it?
I think it was me doing a Cilla Black that sounded
yes,
like
that
a car
was
alarm.
Your
but,
car alarm.
Yeah.
Tribute.
Can I gob that out?
Oh, Richie Firth, disgusting talk about the Clough sauce.
And may the sport be fruitful for you this morning.
That's how you always greet Glenn Moore. I think it's either Cilla Black Friday or may the sport be fruitful for you this morning. I'm quite happy with both of them.
Cilla Black Friday, let's 100%. It, yeah. It's a new movement we're starting.
We're going to mark it every year from now on.
We are. We're going to put it in our calendar so it pops up to Cilla. Yes, the podcast is named Cilla Black Friday. Right, on the way, the details you need to be made a winner. We guarantee to have the money in your account today should you win. And the money is £145,000. We'll be back with you tomorrow morning from 6 a.m. So stay safe, stay entertained. Arrivederci.